Now, D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. You know, I often wonder what things really were like, B.D.
B.D.?
Before Does. Before the ladies discovered that Does, D-U-Z, is best, that it does everything in the wash.
Well, here's what my wash day was like, B.D., before Does. First, I used to scrub my husband's work pants till my fingers ached.
Oh, some job.
And my towels. It was almost impossible to get them white. And the nice colors in my wash, for they lost all their pep.
Well, that was B.D., before Does.
Yes, but now things are different.
Now you've changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. Now you know Does does best. This new kind of soap does everything in your wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, plus greater safety for colors.
My wash days now are all A.D., after Does.
What about those dirty work pants, after dozing?
Clean as can be, and I don't do any hard scrubbing.
No soap takes dirt out easier than Does. What about your towels, A.D.,
they
after
just
dozing?
Couldn't be whiter. I'm so proud of them.
No soap washes whiter than Does. And how do those colored rayon slips look?
Bright and fresh. They just couldn't be prettier.
Does is extra safe for colors, you know. Does everything. It's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does beat them all with the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who does. Does best. Does everything. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. There's a belief among people that history repeats itself. But if it does, it repeats itself under changed circumstances. Take Edward Reynolds, for instance, Lastonbury's richest man and Molly's opponent for the village council vacancy. Earlier tonight, he arrived at the town hall where the nominating meeting was taking place. But he never went inside. He was seen to turn back in the direction from which Elizabeth Neal, his ex-fiancée, was coming. And common belief is that Reynolds did away with Elizabeth because she knew too much about him. But a minute ago, now almost midnight, Uncle David sighted Reynolds' car pulling up in front of the hall. Listen.
Rosalie.
But, Ma.
Don't Ma and don't But. Mary Foote is so besides herself, she's going home.
Well, who told Mary Foote, and what did they tell her?
I don't know, and don't ask my questions, and lighten my burden, Rosalie, this moment, and go home. Mary Foote is passing our house, and she'll drop you off in her car.
If I didn't know what happened, Ma, but I do, so what difference does it make?
If there's going to be an arrest, darling, can they go and arrest Mr. Reynolds, and I want it not in your presence.
Rosalie.
David?
Yes. Rosalie. Mary Foote is looking for you, and I'm looking for Bruce Hanley.
So go, darling. Rosalie, don't stand. Don't stand and don't look. Don't look with looks, please. And the night is chilly, so button up your neck.
I'm going.
So do so?
I am.
A beautiful latitude, Rosalie, I must say. Beautiful. Very beautiful under the circumstances of the conditions. No?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And button your neck. And go nicely. And don't discuss because Mary Foote is perturbed enough. And don't discuss. Talk of gentle things.
Molly, tell me, did you see Bruce Hanley?
What is it, David?
Nothing, but did you see him?
He's not inside?
I'm coming from inside, so he's not inside. Mr. Hanley!
Well, what is it, Uncle David?
I must see you a minute, please.
What is it, David?
Molly, some things can be postponed before your ears hear it, no?
All right.
Excuse me, I want to talk to Bruce.
All right, excuse me. Bruce, Uncle David wants to speak to you, and it's very private and very personal, without my presence.
All right, Miss Goldberg. But
What is it, Uncle David?
Come here where it's quiet, Bruce.
Well, what is it now, Uncle David?
Bruce, he's here.
He is? Did you see him?
Bruce, if I say Mr. Reynolds is here, it's because I saw him. I never say what I don't see.
Well, there's been so much talk. If you saw him, where is he?
He's putting his car in the shed.
Anybody else in the car with him?
No, he's alone. But not in the same car that Mr. Goldberg drove home in.
Mr. Reynolds is a rich man. He drives 3 or 4 cars. One to suit every mood.
Yeah, one for murder and one for
murder. It's a pretty big word, Uncle David.
Well, Mr. Goldberg is not the kind of a man that skips to conclusions without reasons, Mr. Hannah.
Well, that isn't what I said, Uncle David.
Molly, maybe we don't want you to get nervous.
What is it, Mr. Hanley?
Well, Mr. Reynolds just got here.
Oh.
That's what Uncle David wanted to tell me.
Oh, he's here?
Yes.
Does Mr. Goldberg know? Does Mr. Newton know?
Nobody knows but me and Mr. Hanley and you.
Mr. Hanley, everybody inside is perturbed. They all know something is afoot and stirring. Nobody in the assembly is in rompers with rattles. They're not babies. And if Mr. Reynolds is here and Mr. Newton is here for the purpose that he's suspicious of the evidence Mr. Goldberg had and an arrest is going to be made, then
Molly,
I say...
Molly, please, take a few periods.
Please, David. When I'm excited, I have no patience for periods and punctuations. Please. Mr. Hanley, come in, tell everybody, let them be aware of what's happening. Nobody can put their minds on the business of the meeting, not since Elizabeth Neal was missing and Mr. Fernandez was called away. Where's Mike?
Mike had some private business.
You sent him out to Mr. Reynolds, David?
Molly, Mike is not a man you sent. Mike is a man that goes by himself.
So where is he?
He went to Reynolds' estate to do a little private investigating.
Oh, you mean that
he's going to pull up the shade that somebody pulled down and see for himself what is hidden in the back of Mr. Reynolds' car, the one he's not using tonight.
Oh.
Molly, if you're nervous, it's your own fault.
Who said I'm nervous?
If you're biting your nails, you're not nervous.
Well, I guess we're all a little fidgety, Grandpa.
Are you going to tell everybody inside, Mr. Hanley?
Well, I guess maybe I'd better.
Oh, Mike!
Mike?
You're here, Mike. You didn't go yet?
No. I wanted to see what was taking him so long to park his car in the shed.
Did you talk to him?
What for? You don't think I want to tip him off, do you, Bruce?
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, being that I'm one of the newcomers to Lassenberry, and since I ain't had a chance to prove myself yet, and also that I happen to be waiting for Mr. Reynolds at the present time, I just thought...
Mike, nobody thinks anything.
Well, I didn't come here with a finishing school background, Mrs. Goldberg, so I...
Ah, nah, we don't go in for investigating backgrounds, Mike. We don't care where you came from or what you did before you got here. And as for your working for Mr. Reynolds,
I just wanted to make sure you didn't think I was in cahoots with him, that's all.
Where's Mr. Reynolds now, Mike?
Just sitting in his car, smoking a pipe.
You think he'll come in?
Sure. Look, I don't get it.
What don't you get, Mike?
Well, look, I was positive he wouldn't show up here. I was so sure I'd have given odds on it.
What did you think, Mike?
Not Mike. Sherlock Holmes had a theory.
And don't forget Watson, Grandpa.
Yeah,
Watson, too.
Well, Watson, too.
Playing detective, you two.
What, Watson?
Mike figured...
You, too.
Yeah, me, too. Mike and me...
Yeah?
We figured that Mr. Reynolds wouldn't show up here.
But he told Jay that...
Uh-huh. That's why.
No?
We thought if Mr. Reynolds sent Elizabeth Neal to the Great Blue Yonder...
All right, David, so?
Then he'd want to leave the country.
So?
And if he wanted to leave the country, what better is there than an aeroplane?
No.
So he must have had already reservations to Shangri-La.
Yeah?
If he had reservations to Shangri-La...
Then?
What murderer wants the police following him?
No.
So, when he met Jake accidentally in Griffin's Corners, he drove him back here.
Yeah.
Well, why should he just waste gasoline?
Yeah.
So Mr. Reynolds told Jake he was going to come to the meeting.
But David...
Now, please, Molly, let me talk. He said so to Jake because he knows Jake is an upright. And Jake is.
So?
He called the constable, and everybody's now waiting here for Mr. Reynolds. This gives him a chance to escape.
That's what you figured, David.
Uh-huh.
But now Mr. Reynolds is outside. He did claim.
So we'll have to figure all over again.
Oh.
Why did he do it? There's more than one way of skinning a cat.
Sometimes a cat don't want to be skinned. Not the way you planned.
So? Wait a minute, Grandpa. What do you mean, Bruce?
Oh, nothing, Mike. Only maybe you got to do it in a way you didn't figure to originally.
Could be.
Could be.
What?
You can skin a cat, though. You can.
Yeah?
Sometimes the cat don't want to be skinned.
So?
Molly, you're biting your nails. Go inside better. Some things, regardless of the woman's new place in the world, is for man only, Molly. So go. You're white like a glass of milk already.
Grandpa's right, Mrs. Goldberg.
I'll be right in, Mrs. Goldberg.
Thank you.
You want some water, Molly?
No. And I still say, regardless of evidence...
Molly.
And regardless, he didn't kill
Molly,
her.
Molly, go inside.
How will we know when Mr. Reynolds is coming?
I'm watching through this window.
Thank you.
I feel the same way as Mrs. Goldberg does.
Oh, you're nervous too, Bruce?
Oh, well, I'm not as convinced as you are about this being a murder.
What else?
What else?
I don't know, Mike, but it takes a heap of facts to convince me, and it takes a heap of evidence to convict a man.
But Mr. Goldberg...
According to Clem Newton, if
listen, Bruce... I've seen a lot of characters in my day.
Plenty, am I?
And I'm telling you, my toes curl every time I'm in Mr. Reynolds' presence.
Well, you'd have a hard time presenting them as evidence in court, Mike.
The judge would say your shoe was on the wrong foot.
Are you watching the window, Grandpa?
I am, Mike. He's still sitting in the car.
Okay, just keep watching him.
I am, Mike.
So you think
I... You know the law as well as I do, Mike. No use fooling ourselves. Guilty or not, there ain't a shred of proof that we can tend
the shade in the car. That's suspicious, not?
Well, maybe we pulled up those shades. The suspicions might go up with them.
Okay, Bruce. Okay. Maybe I'm a little ahead of myself. Look, Elizabeth Neal was on her way here to tell you what she knew about Ed Reynolds, wasn't she? And she was still in love with him. She never got here. Well, all that adds up to something in my mind, Bruce.
Mine too, Mike.
What's the window, Grandpa?
I am watching. I am. I don't see him.
Mike. David, he's coming.
Okay.
So where are you going?
Don't worry about me. I'll be right back.
Now, take it easy, Mike. There may be sparse evidence, but there sure is a crop of hunches.
Bruce, can you arrest him on hunches?
Now, don't you agree that some things are so good you just can't say enough for them? Well, that's how I feel about Does. I've been saying all along that Does is best. It does everything in your wash. And I can go even further and say this new kind of soap has everything for dishes, too. Yes, D-U-Z spells all this for dishes. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Fast action on grease, along with greater kindness to hands. Wait till you give Does a whirl in your dishpan. You'll see this new kind of soap spring up into suds the instant water strikes it. Lasting suds, too, so you're not constantly adding more soap to finish those greasy frying pans. And you'll find Does gives you speedy action on that grease, too. Does cuts through it without any hard scouring. And the final payoff is that Does is kinder to your hands than any other leading wash day soap. I tell you, Does leaves hands wonderfully soft and smooth. So why not start dozing your dishes? You'll see does best. In the dishpan, too, does everything. Well, so Edward Reynolds has retraced his footsteps and is now about to enter the meeting hall. But why? Why is he here? Does he believe that a show of normal behavior may throw suspicion off his trail? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. At the dishpan, fight waste. Don't waste soap when you do your dishes. Soap contains materials needed to fight the enemy.